Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And welcome to this Resurrection Easter Sunday. I hope you're here this morning to have some fun. Young people, are you ready to have some fun this morning?
Yes.
Are you ready to eat chocolate this morning?
Yes.
Good. It's good, isn't it, just to be able to share together. We've spent the whole of Lent really looking forward to the cross. And in some instances this morning, we're now looking back to the cross as we've gone past that Good Friday. It's all about the cross, isn't it? Let's just open in prayer. Then we're going to sing some songs and have a great time, hopefully, together this morning as we do lots of wonderful different things. Dear Father, this is the best day of the year. In fact, the best day of all time. For on Easter Day, we find that Jesus, who was dead, is alive again. And we see his promise that those who put their trust in him will not be swept away by death, but shall have eternal life. On this day of light and gladness, help us to put darkness out of our lives. Make us willing to be able to change our ways of thinking and speaking and doing into Easter ways, so that how we behave may bear out what we believe, and so that Christ's new creation may become in us not just a hope, but a fact. Thank you for the wonder of the cross, and be with us this morning as we celebrate this Resurrection Easter Day. We ask all this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Very early on Sunday morning, the woman went to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance, so they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. Let's stand and sing our first song this morning. See what a morning gloriously bright with the dawning of hope in Jerusalem.
See what a morning gloriously bright.
Oh,
As the women stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, "Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead."
Sorry, I was getting the thumbs up there. I'll start again. So Desborough has an open the book team. We go into schools and give assemblies. And we want to share with you today one of the assemblies that we shared at Havelock Infant School just the other week. There's six in the team, three from Desborough Baptist Church, which is John, Andrew and me, and three people from St Giles. So for today, I've managed to get Lynn to become a member just for the day, and Christine and Neve as well. Oh, I need them over here. Over here, please. Round again. So I'm going to present it in the same way that we would in school. Only I do have to say that when we do it in school, we have a bit more room than this. So we're going to be having to walk along here. And so if you could keep your feet in, otherwise we'll all be tripping over. So I usually start by giving a little introduction, then we do the story, and then we do a bit of an ending. So you will remember, last time we were in church, it was Good Friday, when Jesus died on the cross. And we probably had some hot cross buns then to remind us about it. It was a sad day. Today's story starts with Jesus' friends being very sad. But the story has a happy ending. So let's open the book and find out what happens in a happy day.
It was very early. The birds were still in bed, and the sun had yet to open its bright eye on the world. The sky was grey and grainy. The air was cold, and three women walked slowly towards the graveyard. Jesus was buried there, and the women were coming to visit his grave. They talked in sad whispers. They cried. They held each other's hands. Jesus had been dead for 3 days, and they missed him very much. Just as they reached the graveyard, however, some surprising things happened. The ground began to shake. The air began to tremble. And quick as lightning, an angel flashed down from heaven and rolled the stone away from Jesus' tomb. Everything went quiet. The ground stopped moving, but the women shook with fear.
"Don't be afraid,"
the angel said.
"Come and see. The tomb is empty. Jesus is alive."
Arm in arm, the women crept past the angel and into the tomb. The sheets were still there, the sheets they'd wrapped around his dead body, but Jesus himself was gone.
"Where is he?"
asked the women.
"What have you done with him?"
"I told you,"
smiled the angel. The women looked at each other. They didn't know whether to laugh or to cry. They could hardly believe it. That is, until they hurried out of the tomb and ran straight into Jesus.
"Oh, Jesus!"
they cried.
"It's true! You are alive!"
And they fell at his feet, amazed.
"Don't need to be afraid anymore,"
he said. The women waved goodbye and hurried off to Jerusalem, The birds were singing now. The sun's bright eye was wide open. And they had the most amazing story to tell.
For Christians, this is the most important story of all, because it tells how Jesus won the battle against everything that is bad and proved his power by coming back to life. Christians celebrate this story every year on Easter Sunday. Close your eyes now and think about the part of the story where the women saw Jesus alive again. Imagine how wonderful that must have been. Now I'm going to say a prayer, and if you want to make it your prayer, say Amen at the end of it. Dear God, thank you for this story that tells us the wonderful news that Jesus is alive. Thank you that you love us all so much that you planned a way that Jesus could be our friend for always. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris and team. That's fantastic, wasn't it? It's good to hear the Easter story portrayed in different ways, isn't it? And we're going to hear it again, a bit differently, again now.
Sophie, will you give me that back, please?
No, it's mine, and you shouldn't have been playing with it anyway.
Give it here.
Get off, Tim. Now look what you've done. It's gone over the wall.
Yes, I can see it. It's over there.
How are we going to get it back?
Cool. So, what's this thing up on the wall?
I don't know. It looks really funny and very odd.
Let me take a closer look. It's got a handle on your side. If you just give it a quick turn.
Now look what you've done. I hope you haven't broken it.
Morning, you two. Happy Easter. It's nice to see you. So what are you doing? What are you up to this morning?
Nothing. Just admiring the view.
Yes, that's right. Just admiring the view. Well done, Sophie. Think we got out of that.
Oh, really? Well, I'm wondering if you've seen my latest invention. I'm sure I left it up here on the wall.
Did it look like a box with coloured buttons, a little door in the front, and a funnel on the top?
That's the one. Yes, it did.
And did it have a little handle on the side?
It surely did.
Well, in that case, no. We haven't seen a thing, have we, Sophie?
Well, I cannot tell a lie. We did sit just for a minute, but suddenly it vanished.
Yes, that's right. In a big puff of smoke with a strange green glow. In fact, I think an alien may have zapped it with his laser gun and then flew away in a flying saucer.
Really? So, what's this then on the floor?
The alien put his gun in reverse and made it appear again.
Yes, a likely story. Anyway, enough of all that. I really hope you haven't broken it.
So, Nick?
Yep.
What is it then?
You mean you don't recognise an ego-change-o-matic when you see one?
Ego-change-o-what-tic?
An ego-change-o-matic.
What's an ego-changey-o-egu-thingy?
An ego-change-o-matic? Well, it's a device that can turn an ordinary egg into a chocolate one. At last, I will be famous. I will rule the world.
Hold on. That's impossible. It just can't be done.
Oh, that's easy. I can do that without an ego changio what's it.
Really? I don't believe it. Months I've spent designing and putting this in together and testing it. And okay, go on then. You prove it.
Okay.
Right.
So,
yep.
Put on this special orange nest that's on the table.
Orange nest that's on the table. You want me to put it on?
Yes.
What, on my head?
Yes.
Okay. One orange nest on head.
Okay. So, eggs love to be in a nest. So now, put the egg in the egg box inside the nest.
Okay, an egg from the egg box into the nest, yes?
Yes.
Okay. One egg from the egg box into the nest. Okay, yes. Yes, I'm happy-ish. Sort of.
Now, cover the egg with your hands to keep it nice and warm.
Okay, hands covering egg to keep nice and warm. Yes, done that. Next.
Now, put on the funky blue glasses on the table and get ready to say the special words that will change the egg into chocolate.
Okay. Right. Nest, egg, glasses. Okay, I'm ready. What have I got to say?
So, just repeat after me.
Okay.
Nice and slowly.
Right, I'm ready.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wah.
Yes. Now try ta-twee.
Ta-twee.
Very good. Lastly, say ti-am.
Ti-am.
Now put it all together and repeat over and over and faster and faster.
Okay. Oh, wah. Ta-twee, ti-am. Oh, what a tweet I am. Oh, what a twit I am. Oh, what a twit I am. Hang on a minute. What do you mean, what a twit I am? Goodness sake.
Hee, hee, hee. You look really funny in that stuff.
Hee, hee, hee.
Nice one, Tim. That was really great. But I guess all that didn't change the egg.
Well, no. But I bet this eggy, changey metric thingy can't do it either.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, would you like to see it work?
If we must. Go on, then.
Okay. I shall prove that my invention works. Are you ready? One egg in the funnel. Are we ready? Here we go. Okay. Bit messy, but never mind. Let's carry on. We now turn the handle. Are we ready? Wait for it. Ah, excellent. We open the door. Aha! One egg. Chocolate. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There. Told you it'd work, didn't I?
Cool. Can we do it again?
Yeah, can we do it again? And can we help this time?
Okay, well, one more. Just because you don't believe me. Okay. One more egg. Real egg. Yes, okay.
Okay. Can we do a countdown?
Let's do that then.
Can everyone help us? After three, two, one.
Oh, yuck. Next, we turn the handle, yes? And now we wait for it. We wait for it. Aye! We open the door. Oh, look! Guess what? An egg! Fantastic. Look at that. There you go. So
well,
what?
Well, I suppose that is pretty impressive, Nick. But other than an invention for making us all extremely fat and rather sick, what's it actually for?
Well, it is Easter, and I got to thinking about how the world was changed that first Easter just over 2,000 years ago.
This is about Jesus, right?
What? You mean Jesus changed into a chocolate egg? I don't remember that story in my Bible. Jesus did do some amazing things, but I don't think he managed to change to chocolate or change anything into chocolate eggs, did he?
Well, no, Tim, he didn't. But by dying on the cross, he did change the entire world. You see, when Adam and Eve got it really wrong in the garden and disobeyed God, this allowed sin, or all the wrong things we've done, to enter the perfect world God had created. Because God is perfect, he could no longer be in the same place that sin was, and so couldn't walk with Adam and Eve in the garden anymore. And wasn't that a shame? Wasn't that a shame? They are still awake. Okay, that's good. Excellent. You know, sin creates a barrier between us and God. But because God still loves us, he provided a way to create a bridge over that barrier.
So that was Jesus, I guess.
Yes, Sophie, that's right. Jesus came and died in our place, so we didn't have to. It was like he took all the wrong things that we've done and died with them, so providing us a way to get close to God again. The day Jesus died changed the world forever. It means we can once again get close to God through Jesus.
And the really neat thing is that Jesus didn't stay dead, did he?
No, that's right, Tim. He didn't. That's exactly right. Jesus changed from being dead into very much alive again, completing the work that God sent him to do. And he's still the bridge today. And all we have to do is to trust and believe in him.
Hey, Nick.
Yep.
You know how much we like singing songs?
Yes.
Have you got a song for us to sing today?
Oh, yes. I have. Would you like to sing it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you think this song might have some actions?
It has lots of actions.
Okay, so we're going to sing a fantastic Easter song now. And it's got some great actions. And I hope you're going to join in with me too. And it goes, 1, 2, 3. Jesus is alive. Can we all do that bit? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Jesus is alive. Very good. They're very good, aren't they? Okay. And it does that twice and it says, he died for you and me, but then on day 3, he rose from the grave and Jesus is alive. Okay, do we think we got that? Think we can have a go? And then there's some verses, and all we've got to do with the verses, I'll do the actions for that, it's really easy, and I want you to sing back the refrain, okay? So we'll sing the first line and then you just repeat it, alright? So let's have a go. Everybody stand up, let's have a be on our feet. Are we ready, guys? You ready?
Yeah.
Tim, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. 't it to know that Jesus is alive. And you know, I've got a verse that actually describes all that, and it's in the book of John chapter 3 and it's verse 16. Many of you will know it.
What does it say, Nick?
Okay, well I've put it on the screen so we can all read it together. Are we ready? Let's all read this together.
For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
It's a great verse, isn't it?
Hey, Nick, I'm so pleased God provided a way for us to be friends with him by sending Jesus.
Yeah, he's just like the eggy-changing thingy.
Yeah, he is a bit like that, Tim, you're right. He allows our lives to be changed so that we can spend an eternity with him.
I'm going to go and find that verse in my Bible now. Coming, Sophie?
Okay, sure thing. I'm coming too. We'd better say goodbye first. See you all again soon, everyone.
Yes. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
See you later, guys. Whew. That's all that's left for me to say is that as you're tucking into your dinner and your chocolate later, remember the real meaning of Easter. Jesus changes everything. Hallelujah. Amen. Right. I've got some special people coming now that are going to pray with us.
You speak in first.
Please join with us as we share our Easter prayer with you.
We thank you, God, for the signs of spring and the beautiful sun shining down, which reminds us of the sacrifice you made for us.
Thank you, Father God, for all the flowers and lovely family time. Thank you for all the lovely joy and time with friends.
Lord, we thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for the beautiful days. We are so grateful that you sacrificed yourself for us and our family. It fills us with joy that you came back to this world to bring us new life.
As we think of your wonderful creation, remember in our prayers today, war, natural disasters, and unrest, all things that are affecting your world at this time. Lord, bring peace, hope, and love to your world this Easter. Lord, we remember our local community and our church family over this Easter time. We bring before you any who are ill, any who need care or support, and any facing difficult situations. Lord, help us as a church to show your love to all we meet this Easter. And we end this prayer saying, Jesus is alive. Hallelujah.
We're going to stand and sing another song now. And low in the grave he lay, Jesus my Saviour, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Let's stand and let's sing this together. Thank you, Beth. can all be seated. If you've got a Bible or a device, our reading this morning comes from John chapter 20. And it's the first 18 verses. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, and said, "They've taken away the Lord's body out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." She said, "Peter and the other disciples started out for the tomb. They were both running, but the other disciples outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stooped and looked in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. Then the disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For until then, they still hadn't understood the scriptures that said Jesus must rise from the dead. Then they went home. Mary was standing outside the tomb crying. And as she wept, she stooped and looked in. She saw two white-robed angels, one sitting at the head and the other at the foot of the place where the body of Jesus had been lying. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" the angels asked her. "Because they've taken away my Lord," she replied, "and I don't know where they've put him." She turned to leave and saw someone standing there. It was Jesus, but she didn't recognize him. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked her. "Who are you looking for?" She thought he was the gardener. "Sir," she said, "if you've taken him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will go and get him." "Mary," Jesus said, and she turned to him and cried out, "Rabboni," which is Hebrew for teacher. "Don't cling to me," Jesus said, "for I haven't yet ascended to the Father. But go find my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them, "I have seen the Lord." Then she gave them his message. Lots of words come to mind when we think on how Jesus' followers must have felt over those 3 days between his death and resurrection, locking themselves away while they think, what next? Fear gripping them as they imagine that they might be next for execution. Disillusioned, as this wasn't how it was supposed to end. Abandoned and leaderless, left to process and deal with the fallout on their own. Sad and grief-stricken over the loss of a close friend. Disciples also probably feeling guilt-ridden for running away and deserting Jesus when he needed a friend. So there was lots going on. I just want to share 3 quick thoughts. And we're going to find them on the inside of these eggs. So can I have a volunteer to open the first egg? Well, I might know there'd be young people. Toby, come and open this egg number 1 for me. Right, there is a bowl there. Do you want to just open that up for me and see what's inside? Open the egg. Rip it open. How do you normally open eggs? Can you break it open is the question?
Yes.
Oh, good. I thought you'd say that. Right, break it open. Right, what's inside? Good. What is on that piece of paper? I'll chop the buttons there as well. What does that say? Faith. You may take that bowl. Thank you very much. See? I guess when we get to number 2, lots of my hands are going to go up, aren't they? Yes, I thought as much. Okay, so the first thing is faith. Let me just stick this so we can... Schoolboy error. Okay, faith. There we go. The only explanation... Someone had taken him. The stone rolled aside, tomb empty. A band of robbers had overpowered the guards and stolen Jesus' body. Simple as that. Perceived reality had swept over Mary, she puts two and two together and gets five. Her faith swallowed by her grief. All the gospel accounts tell the story from a slightly different angle. But it doesn't matter which gospel you read, there are a few things that they all have in common. Jesus rising from the dead, for one. But angels feature in all the stories, bringing the good news about Jesus. Do you remember the angel that appeared to the shepherds on the hillside 33 years earlier? I bring good news of great joy that will be to all people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born. And now the final fulfillment of that promise. Why are you looking for the living amongst the dead? He's not here. He has risen from the dead, just like he said. Come and see. The woman relaying the message to the disciples, who just simply didn't believe it. It's one thing to be able to do miracles when you're alive, but once you're dead, that's the end, surely. Even though Jesus told them that he was going to rise again, they still didn't get it. But this is Jesus. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And your invite is the same as that as told by the angels. He is risen. Come and see. Do we have faith to believe in this risen Jesus this morning? He invites us to come and see for ourselves. Faith. What about number two? Who wants to open egg number two? One of you guys want to open an egg? Chocolate? No? Are you running a temperature? Is there a problem? Okay. Don't want to come and open one? Come on, come and open it. Come on. Grab that one. Bang it in there and tell me what's inside that one. Rip it open. Go for it. Yeah, that's the way I'll do it as well. Yes, that's the way. Whee! Love it. But what we got in that one?
Hope.
Hope. Hope. Thank you. You can take that one and share it with the rest of them. Go for it. Hope. Second thought. Mary, who stood outside the tomb weeping, needed hope. Who are you looking for? Was the question asked by the man in the garden. If you've taken him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will go and get him. Mary's response. She was needing the man, she thought the gardener, who was standing in front of her, who would now point her in the right direction. As we look around us, we can be forgiven in thinking that there is little hope. Wars, natural disasters, pollution, diseases, financial difficulties, and 1,001 other things, all can simply mess up life. But this morning, there is hope. Jesus brings hope. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And he would ask you this morning, who are you looking for? What is it that you're searching for? And whilst Jesus never promised that all your problems will go away, he does assure us that he will never fail us or abandon us. We can confidently put our hope in Jesus. Amen. There's a third thing that I want to share. One more egg. Who wants to open? Gail, do you really want to? You chocoholic, you. I'll throw some up to you later. Who wants to open the... Come on, Neve. Right, open that one up for me. Pop it in there. See what we've got. That's it. Rip it open. Here we go. Aha. Okay, what's in that one, Neve? Love. Yeah, you can take the box. Love. Final word for this morning. Love. The man in the garden. Eyes full of love and fixed on this distraught woman, calls Mary by her name. Instant recognition. This was Jesus, the master gardener, who out of love created all things. Out of love was born into a world full of sin. Out of love healed the sick and raised the dead. Out of love spent time with the outcasts and marginalized in society. And out of love sacrificed his life to restore yours and mine. Mary's faith restored. Grief turned to joy. Her despair changed to hope. She returns to the disciples with a message. "I have seen the Lord," she exclaims. Jesus is love. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And I trust you can say with Mary this morning, "I have seen the Lord." Have you? The words of that famous hymn, "I serve a risen Saviour. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today." Amen. We are going to come round the Lord's table this morning. Easter Sunday, I thought it would be fitting that we share communion together. So I could ask those if they're those that are serving to come and join me. And you youngsters this morning, if you're not taking communion, then you can take an egg. Let's just pray together before we share in the words. God, we pause with such gratitude for the gift of your undeserved, unfailing, and unfathomable love. Thank you for walking around on this broken, dusty, and trouble-ridden planet for 33 years so that we might believe and have eternal life. Thank you for communicating your love to us in a way that is so personal, so extravagant, and so gracious. Thank you for dying and then rising from the dead so we could have hope. Thank you for proving that you are real, you are powerful, and that only you give us the power to live our lives well through your incarnation, death, and resurrection. Thank you for washing away our sins by offering yourself as the perfect and blameless sacrifice in our stead. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done for us. And you offer our we offer our lives as a living sacrifice to you in gratitude for your amazing grace. Amen. Let's just pause for a moment and bring ourselves before God before we share the Lord's table together. The Apostle Paul tells us of the institution of the Lord's Supper. "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he'd given thanks, broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And as we share the bread together, I invite you to take it and eat it and remember what Christ has done for you. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." And as we're served, I invite you to retain the cup, and we'll all drink together once all of us have been served. We drink together, remembering what Christ has done for us. We're going to finish this morning by singing our final hymn, "Thine Be the Glory, Risen, Conquering Son." Let's stand and let's sing this fantastic hymn together. Thank you, Beth. Now, may the God of peace, who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, all that is pleasing to him. To him be glory, forever and ever. Amen.